I feel like I smell like food. Do I smell like food?
It's probably me.
Does it?
No, it's me.
No.
It's me. I'm stinky.
You smell like the chicken.
I smell like dick.
Dick?
And men.
So just to let you know how these mics work, is like you don't actually have to be on top of it.
I want to be on top of it.
You see that green light is going...
Green light.
Yeah, so this is like good volume. You talk like right here. I don't actually have to move the mic. I just move it for fun. So we got plenty of volume. And if you're like,
if I want to still do this,
and then it crackles, hits that red line, and that's what makes little crackly noises. And we don't want those. We don't like crack here.
We're not gonna. No, we don't.
We don't do crack.
We're so resistant.
We don't do crack anymore. We're crack united.
Okay.
I look 3 shades darker than you in this video.
You are 3 shades. You're a lot of shades darker than me. All right, let's get my questions out.
Oh, shit. Here we are. Welcome to this video.
Do you want to try it?
I do want to try it.
Give it a shot.
All right, guys. Welcome back to this video. We're here with Maticus.
Why are you holding it like that? Are you telling the news?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, how do you hold it? Just like...
I don't know, like a little dick or something. I'm like, I hold it like this. So like, what's up?
How's it going, guys?
See the tilts?
Mm-hmm. How are you?
How's it going?
What's up?
Hi.
You're like, and back to you. Back to you, Maticus.
Back to you, Maticus.
Back to you, Felipe.
There you go.
All right. All right, we're here at Maticus' places. And well, how's your week going?
It's weekend. It's going pretty well. What day is it?
Today's Thursday. Do you know the day?
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. What do you usually do on your Thursdays?
Well, I don't put my face in the microphone, but on Thursdays, I usually go to the amateur strip off at Rain. Haven't you been there?
I've never been there. What happens?
I'm pretty sure that's where I met you, so let's be real. I've never been there. Girl, you're on the stage. I'm like, I want that one to be my friend.
I think you're confusing me with my twin.
Yeah, there's a lot of Hispanics that go there.
Oh my god, you're so quick. I feel like it takes me 2 seconds to come up with a response.
That's faster, you'll get there.
Yeah, I will. The more we hang
out. Just think about how can you hurt somebody and then say it.
No, I don't like hurting people.
Me either.
I use lube. Positivity and love.
Lube and love.
Lube and love.
Spit love and lube. Lube and
hard love.
You lube it up, baby.
Lube it up and stick it in.
Okay. What's your anthem breakup song? Like, what's your go-to? I know you have one. You get broken up with all the time, so.
Oh, my God. I'm not the only one by Sam Smith.
But you are the only one.
Exactly. And that's why I cry whenever time I play it.
Yeah. Do you tell Sam?
I do tell Sam. I was like, why did you lose so much weight?
He leaves you on red.
He leaves me on red all the time. And he said, oh, actually, he didn't say anything. He left me on red.
He reminds you of the guy that left you.
Sometimes, I guess.
They all leave you on red.
It's okay. I'm not looking for anybody right now.
It's Doja Cat's going to paint the town red, so.
I'm not looking for anybody right now. I'm living my life and hopefully starting a business. Not hopefully, starting a business.
You're not looking for anybody? Why you got these glasses then?
Because I can't see.
What are you trying to see?
I'm trying to see my future.
With no man.
With no man, exactly.
I don't need no man.
Who needs a man when you have yourself?
That just sounds sad.
Why?
I love the self-love, though. I appreciate that for you.
It is a self-love.
Whatever journey you're on, I'm about it. I support it.
Thank you.
Just not financially.
I didn't expect you to financially support my journey.
Well, good, because I won't.
Good, because I didn't want it.
What? That was a good one. What's your fantasy punishment?
Like my kink?
Yeah. But to be punished. You've been a bad boy. And what would happen after that?
I'm gonna do it. I'll be tied up and like
tied up.
Teased until I guess lose control of my orgasm is the right word.
Yeah. Do you like tickle play?
No, I don't like tickle play. I just
That's where you draw the line. No tickles.
No tickles. It's uncomfortable. It doesn't turn me on.
You know, you give me tickle me Elmo vibes though.
Why?
I don't know.
Where does that come from? My glasses? My big eyes?
No, it's a childish look.
Oh my
young God. Aesthetic.
The young aesthetic.
If anything, it's a compliment, you know, if I you're know, young
it's
enough.
Better to be young than look old.
Maybe.
Some of us. Yeah. Some of us in this room look young and some of us in this room don't.
What could you buy with your body count?
Whoa! These questions are intense.
Do you not follow my channel? You should know.
I do, but I don't. It's not church, you know?
Well, yeah, you're right. I can't give you any Hail Marys. I can't help you. But we can talk about it. I'm interested. What can you buy? A PlayStation? Can you buy PlayStation the company? I can buy EA Sports. What can you buy?
I can buy 3 MacBooks.
3 MacBooks? Like new ones or the old ones?
Like the $3,000 ones, I guess.
Oh, like a pro. 15 inch screens?
Yes.
Oh, it's got like that touch,
the touch keypad, bar that touch they bar. Removed because they didn't like it.
Damn. So the old ones then. He said they removed them.
They did remove them.
Yeah, like they removed you.
It's okay. I don't need to be on.
But you're always on.
And I will be back on my new Instagram page.
What's that? What's your new Instagram page? Let's go off. We'll go off the cuff. We'll go off the cuff with you. So tell us about your new Instagram page.
My new Instagram page is meant to inspire people to, well, rewind. There's a lot of people in their 20s that are going through mental health and issues, and they talk to me about it. Even one of my friends came up to me and was like, how did you make friends? And I'm just like, just talk to people. Stop being in your head. So my new Instagram page is me trying to put positive messages out there so people feel motivated to live a happier life, because it's all in your head sometimes. Yeah. Or most of the times, actually.
Yeah, mostly.
So if you're able to get yourself out of your head and into the world, you'll be happier.
Maybe. Maybe self get yourself in the head in the right way.
Or you can get yourself in a positive mindset, yes.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Reset it.
Yeah. Reset it. Tell yourself happy thoughts.
Yeah, you are happy.
Yes.
Be happy. We're happy.
What is my answer?
We're happily in the staircase. We're really happy. You should trust us. Anything we say is very trustable. Do you trust me?
I do trust you.
I don't trust you, but you should trust him anyways. He's got a new Instagram. You should follow it. Talks about positivity. He just started it, though.
I did start it.
So new starts are good. So that he's good direction.
That what?
It's a new start, new thing. So we're encouraging people to have fresh new starts.
Oh, yes. We're encouraging people to have fresh new starts and fresh new mindsets.
There you go. That's very business-like. Are you, like, media trained?
Yes, I do have some friends that are training me right now.
That's way too media trained. Let's be relaxed. Look at me.
This is my camera.
Yeah, stop looking at the camera. That's the bad part. So look at me.
Okay.
So why did you start, you know, wanting to inspire people?
Because I was going... Because in the beginning of this year, I was going through a rough patch. And no matter... I have friends that would tell me... I have friends that would try to get me out of that. But sometimes it's yourself. You have to do yourself. And you have to find a motivation and find a way to come out of the dark, come out of your head.
Yeah. What was this darkness that you're going through? Can you continue to talk about it?
Yes, actually. It was mostly due to the fact that I graduated college and it felt like I achieved all my goals, quote unquote speaking. So when you graduate college, you're used to like, oh, going to school, waking up, going to doing homework. You have like a set schedule, and then you get out of college and you have a job and you're getting paid good amount of money, quote unquote speaking. And you're like, whoa, what do I do with my life now? Like, what is the next goal? And if you don't have the right people around you, if you don't have the right mindset, you're never going to be able to achieve that because you're stuck, like, in your life, basically. That's how it feels. It feels like you're stuck and you don't know where to go from there.
Yeah, so, like, what were you feeling? Like, what was happening to you?
I was waking up really late. I was losing motivation to work out. I didn't want to go out. I didn't want to meet people. I had a negative mindset towards everything. My health was going... I mean, my mental health was bad. My physical health, I was eating bad food. Just not living in a positive mindset, basically.
Yeah. Do you feel like you were doing those things, like, they kind of, like, helped you in the moment, though? Like, eating bad food, like, feels good, right? Or, like, you know, staying in feels good. You're like, and it wasn't just because, like... You chose, like, you didn't want to be happy.
Well, you put yourself in a comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And the minute you put yourself in a comfort zone and you're not being challenged, that's when you're not growing as a person. You always have to... There's always a positive thing of feeling uncomfortable. That's when you grow, when you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. What's one thing you would tell somebody today that wanted to make a change? What's the first step?
Go outside. Go on a nature walk. Leave your phone behind and just enjoy nature because nature is free.
Yeah. Outside, the vitamin D, that's a big one.
That's a big one. And also...
go outside during the sunlight.
Another challenge I have for everybody is try to meet a new person every day. Even if it's a random person in the street, even if you don't have the best conversation, even if the conversation doesn't go anywhere, you get to practice your social skills. We lost a lot of that during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. We really did, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. I think the once a day, like, we're right now in my housing community, I don't know any of my neighbors. And, like, there used to be, like, one point when you'd move into a neighborhood and they would, like, bring cookies over and, like, welcome to the neighborhood. I've lived here for 2 years. And it's the same thing with apartment complexes, the same thing with people. But, yeah, I would say that, too. Just say hi to people. But who do you say hi to? The people at coffee shops? You know, I think you can talk to people that are, you know, that are serving you or, you know, asking exactly. their names. I see people, like, you know, just ask to be receptive. But
and don't be shy. People don't care. People are going to forget if you talk to them. It's not like, oh, I'm going to remember this girl that talked to me randomly in the street this date. No, no one's going to care. Just have fun. Live life.
Yeah, but don't be creepy. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't be creepy.
Don't be creepy. What is your name? Let go of my hand.
Don't stalk them.
Don't stalk them. Like, I really think we should be friends. I think that we align.
I love that dog picture that you have with your friend.
Yeah, I didn't need to tell you that I looked at your Instagram and your brother's Instagram and your parents' Instagram, but I love that. Your family's home is really nice. And
this is not Me Too, or what's that movie called?
13 Reasons Why. That's not because you're my reason. No, but that's great. It's great that you're trying to inspire people. You know, it looks like you're still working on inspiring yourself, though.
I mean, motivation and having a positive mindset, it's an ongoing thing. You're never going to stop working on yourself. You're never going to stop improving yourself.
Yeah, of course. And I didn't mean that in a negative way. I think what people don't seem is, like, when it comes to, like, to inspiring people is hard. Inspiring yourself is hard. But, like, living that day-to-day life, you're like, that person's always so happy. That person's so inspirational. Like, you do have to build the habit to do it,
right? It is how you have to train yourself. You have to train your unconscious to be happier, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to be happy in general, right? We're just little computers. What do you want us to do? What do you want?
Yes.
Yeah. We're broken, though.
Program yourself for happiness, I guess.
I think it's, like, on who you surround yourself with, too. If you find that you have a friendship that just has, like, toxicity and, like, there's, like, someone bringing you down, like, nix it. Make new friends, get out of there, or be friends with yourself.
Exactly. Just how they say, like, you're 50% of everybody's, are like, your friends. So pick 5 people that are going to push you, that motivate you, that are going to inspire you to do better. People that don't bring you down, exactly.
Yeah. So say as you're looking to build your friendships out, like, how do you tell someone that, you know, that wants to be friends with you that you're not necessarily interested in being friends with them? Because you want to expand your friendships, right?
Well, yeah.
But you have to pick. You have to pick, you know, you want to pick people. Some people will be friends with people just out of, like,
well, there's a difference between friendship and acquaintance. So you can be, like, acquaintance with everybody. And when I mean pick 5 people, it means, like,
sure.
On your text messages, the top area where you can pin people, pin those 5 people. And everybody else, they're just, like, acquaintances or friends, depending. I guess to become a better friend, you have to have deeper conversations too, like getting to know the person in a deeper level, as opposed to just have surface level conversations of, like, oh, who did you get with? What guy did you get? There's a lot of, like, recurring conversations in the gay community of, like, oh my God, look at the guy that I fucked. Oh yeah, I fucked him too. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
We all did. But let me rephrase the question. So the thing is, like, as you become to, you know, introduce yourself more into the gay community, you're going to make, typically, like, for me, it was like I made friends through Grindr or whatever. But at some point, you only have a capacity to be friends with a certain amount of people. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people focus on having friends, like, many friends, like, quantity. When you should really be focused on quality. I always say that. Not on quantity, but on quality friends, because that's what's really going to impact you. But sometimes you allow so many people into your life that you don't have time to spend quality time with those quality people. And so that's what I ask is, like, how would you, you know, refocus someone to be like, hey, like, respectfully decline or redirect themselves to the people that matter, and then keep their circles tight? Because everybody's like, you know, you want to be inclusive, but unfortunately the world's not an inclusive world. Like, you have to have your small people to fall onto and to keep yourself safe, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, something you could do is have a, like, going somewhere that you can invite a group and you invite those people so they don't feel left out. You still have conversations with them and everything, but you're not going to schedule a thing with them, like, oh, let's go one-on-one somewhere, as opposed to you can just invite them to, like, oh, we're all watching a show this day, you should come over. If they still feel included and you don't have to spend so much time.
Well, I don't know, Flippy, not everyone can come over, you know, like, there's only so much space. So I think in, like, reality, like, everybody you meet, and I'm asking you this particularly because, you know, people are like, oh, we should hang out. And you tell people no, probably in your own way, either by ghosting them, not responding to them, or whatever, right? What is a way that you can do that to influence positivity, but also growth for yourself.
Another thing you could do is also connect people with each other. So you can say, oh, I don't have time right now, but my friend is doing this. I can introduce you to them.
You're just like, it's like, you're like, cut, cut, cut.
I'm like, so you're asking for my personal opinion.
I'm asking for your personal opinion, yeah.
I mean, what I would do is just say, I don't have time. Yeah. That's a reality. Because time is valuable.
Yeah, and that's good. So I think that's kind of where I was getting from this 5-minute conversation. But it's just like honesty is important, I think, right? And like especially I think in like this like Southern American place, everyone's like wasting people's time. Like, you know, I'd love to hang out with you, but it's just this, you know, like, hey, I don't have the time.
And also, asking somebody to hang out, that already means something. Like, you shouldn't have to, how do I say this? Like, if I tell you, oh, I would love to hang out with you, as opposed to saying, oh, we should go to the park this day. Like, make it more action-based as opposed to...
Right. Yeah, which is on another side. So if you're really trying to push somebody, it's like, yeah. Which is because gays in particular are just, like, all over the place. Like, you want to hang out with somebody, like, tell them where you want to go and what you want to do. Like, sure, yeah, we'll hang out soon. It's like, cool, set dates. But also, like, for some people, that's unattractive. They're like, oh, that's too weird because you have those different types that just, like, randomly do things.
which one am I?
Yeah.
I like to plan things. Mm-hmm. Or at least... say, like, oh, we're going to hang out on Thursday, and we'll figure out what to do that day. Just because, I mean, people have jobs. I have stuff to do. I have things that I want to do, even if I don't have to do them. There's things that I want to do.
Yeah. Well, I'm very ADD. I was like, if it's not in front of me, it's not going to happen. So if you don't schedule it when we're having that conversation, I'll forget you existed until I see you the next time.
You expect a Google Meets.
Something, because I'll forget about you. And it's not that I don't like you or don't appreciate you as a person. It's just like I have a lot going on. I'm thinking about a lot of things all the time, as a lot of ADD people are. And then I'm like, I see you, and it's like, it's if I could be your friend. I haven't seen you in 2 years. It'd be like as if I didn't miss a day. But that's who I am as a person. Some people are not, and they're like,
well, that's also issues, personal issues from them. Mm-hmm. The people that are not nice, in my opinion.
What do you mean?
If you are like, everybody's a reflection of your world. So if you are. If somebody's being mean to you and you take it in an offensive way, like how you said earlier, oh, some people, I joke around with them, but they take it too serious.
Yeah.
That's kind of like that.
Yeah, people take it seriously, but not everybody would I consider a close friend, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, even some of my close friends are like, wow, that's pretty intense. You know, like, yeah. It just depends, you know? You can't mesh with everybody. Sometimes you're just too funny. And, you know, there's nothing I can do about it.
Sometimes you just have to laugh.
Sometimes you just have to laugh it off because the world's, you know, it's not that serious.
It's not that serious.
Yeah, everyone's going to die.
You know? Yeah, people that take their job very serious, yeah. I'm like, girl,
nobody it's not gets that serious. Out. Nobody gets out alive.
We're still living. Yeah, we're still healthy. Exactly. We're still eating food. We still have a roof under. We still have clothes
some
to wear.
Some of us, yeah. Some of us have it. Some of us are wearing others' clothes. He's wearing my tank top. But
it looks cute on
me. It does look good on you, yeah. Now I just have to burn it. Okay, so we're talking about inspirational. What are some other gay crimes that are happening right now?
Gay crimes?
Yeah. What are some gay things that shouldn't be happening right now? What should we cancel?
The porn industry.
You want to cancel the porn industry?
Yeah. No, why? No, never mind. We're not going to go into detail about this.
You know, I we could talk about it a little
well,
bit.
Well, I guess I know what topic. Addictions.
Okay. The addiction.
Addictions in general. The gay community is very addiction-based.
Yeah.
Like drugs and also like porn and just like that type of addiction, like instant immediate satisfaction.
Yeah, but I think that's more than just the gay community. I think it's all community. And porn could definitely ruin relationships, you know, because it's like not real.
But it's so prevalent in the gay community, even for parties or events or just out of town.
Yeah,
gay stuff, it's almost expected to do
porn,
to do like drugs.
Okay, well, you gotta stay on topic. Okay, so you said porn, now you're saying drugs.
Oh, I was talking about addictions.
Addictions, you can't, porn addictions, yeah. Well, yeah, well, that one's hard. That's a whole different topic. I kind of want to talk about the porn thing, though.
Okay, we can talk about the porn
thing. I think it's interesting.
Because like, we were both in some...
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he loves outing people, right? Yeah. So I love that to talk about that a little bit because, like, I think there's a lot of judgment, like, coming into community from, like, being in any type of porn, be it working for a studio or working for yourself or whatever, or having any videos out. You know, people are very jealous. And then, like, trying to move on to a career, you know? And, like, that's something I see, like, people have a lot of hardships on. But I'm curious on, like, what, for you, like, what got you to want to do it and then want to leave?
What got me to do it is the money. And what one, like, the thing that made me want to leave was the way I presented myself on social media was not the real me.
Didn't feel real.
Mm-hmm. And people started associating that image with my real person, with my real persona, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And you didn't like that?
I didn't like it because it felt ungenuine. And it also put me in a very sexual light.
Yeah.
So everybody expected me to be like that. Like the most sexual person I could be.
And that's the worst, I think.
Too. Those are the worst because then you get touched. They expect you to, like, get a kiss. I don't know. It's just...
Yeah, exactly. I was like, you guys realize that we got paid to do that, right? This is not free.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's not comfortable for... I'm pretty sure other people that have done porn think the same way.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure they do. I think.
Do you think the same way?
I do. Because I think one thing that I didn't realize a long time was that, like, how people would touch me or engage with me in public. And you're right. It's an expectation, I think, that they have. And they're all, like, incredibly disingenuous, like, if you tell them no. And, like, I didn't know until, like, one of my long-term partners, like, actually, like, would stand up for me. Because I just become so numb. You know, people will come up and grab my dick. They're like, oh, you have such a big dick. I see you online all the time. Or grab my ass or try to kiss me. And then you try to take their hand off you. And
they get offended.
They're so offended. Like, yeah. They're like, it's so incredibly personal. Like, who else are you doing that to? But, like, they see you as, like, that sex object. And it's, like, allowed or something. And I'm like, I don't understand. And it would really, like, piss me off.
Well, to go to the psychology of it, it's, like, they see you naked and they get, like, a dopamine rush for it. So, being in person, they want that again. So, it's, like, an addiction.
I guess. But it's, like, that's, like, assault, you know? Like, that is talking to another person. Yeah. So, like, it really did take me, like, I was living in Austin for so long before, like, I knew anything. And I went into my, two partners ago. We were dating for, like, 3.5 years. And, like, he's the one that, like, really helped me see the world differently. And I was, like, oh, he's so jealous that people know me and say hi to me and blah, blah, blah. And even my ex-husband would just get mad. But it never really hit me in my mind of, like, how bad people were disrespecting
me. Well, it's because you get used to it. And then you don't realize it's not normal until you remove yourself from the gay community.
Yeah. I was like, oh, people don't usually ask you for your dick pics and your photos all the time and then grab your dick and try to make out with you when you're dating somebody or even when you're not. It's just a lot. I agree with you there. But I feel like the money was a big, you know.
Some of the positives of doing porn is the money, and you do get good connections, I guess.
Yeah.
You meet a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of cool people. And it does help you sleep with more cool people, too, if you want to. I think that's also...
Some people, that's why they do it, because they're trying to sleep with other
creators. Absolutely, yeah, I think so. They're like, yeah, you know, it's for business.
But we know the real secret.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they wouldn't be able to get laid if they didn't have an OnlyFans.
Oh! Yeah, I was like, what studio are you with? They were not. That's so interesting. But, like... Like, what got you out of it, though? Like, what was, like, the deciding factor? Like, was it school? You were finishing up school or what?
It just... So, I know exactly... The deciding factor was when one of my friends, my friend Bowen, was telling me, oh, I love making content. It's so easy. I make so much money, whatever. He was so proud of it, I could tell. And me talking about it, I'm never proud of it. So, mm-hmm. The moment that I realized that I wasn't proud of it, I'm not going to do it anymore. Yeah. Because then what's the point? I'm doing something that I don't like.
Yeah, but that's so tough, though, because, like, that's your job. It's like, I'm just going to quit my job and just do something. And the money's good, usually. I don't know what you're getting paid. But, like, it's usually pretty good. And you're like, I'm just going to walk away from this. And then, like, you had your backup plan, or, like, you just decided in that moment, you're like, this is it.
Well, I never made OnlyFans my main job.
Okay, it was never...
It was never... It was my biggest source of income.
Got it.
But it was never something that I wanted to do as a career. So I always had my graphic design in mind.
Got it.
Or I always wanted, like, a graphic design job. So when I got a graphic design job, then I felt ready to stop doing OnlyFans. Yeah.
I could see that making it even harder. It's like you really want to focus on, like, your career goal. And, like, but that's, like, that's what's bringing in income. And that's what people see you as. And you're like, I'm a graphic designer. I want, like, look, understand the skills that I have. Like, look at me. This is what I can do.
Yeah, because all I marketed for myself was myself. My naked self online.
Yeah. You should have did some graphics on there. Like, look, I can do both, you know?
That's true, making my own marketing campaign.
Yeah. I think a big, like, hard point for me was that, like, I stopped wanting to have sex. Like, I didn't think sex was fun anymore. It was such a business, and I'm such a business person. And I was like, and I see a lot of my other creator friends who are like, yeah, like, it's very transactional. It's like, is the lighting right? Is the sound right? Are the angles right? Like, it's just like you're not there and you're looking through a screen, you know, a lot of times.
It is true. You, if you start having like collabs or sex because of your social media presence, it all becomes so transactional, mm-hmm. and it loses the spark. It makes sex boring.
Yeah.
Because it got to a point where I felt like I could sleep with anybody and it made it less fun.
Yeah. Well, I can't. I'm demisexual, so I have to have the connection with somebody, but like that would make it even harder. And then so I'd like build up this connection with somebody, which they don't really want to do, especially work with other performers, unless it's like studio. But even then it's like tough. We're like, let's hang out. We're going to talk for like an hour. But then I ended up having to get like prescribed like Cialis and Tadalafil, like, and to be able to like make it through, because I was just so in my head.
I mean, that's how everybody makes it through. Mm-hmm. Cialis or they...
Or G.
Or they just like... What is it called? Trimex?
Yeah, Trimex. The injection. But that can cause like really bad erectile dysfunction, ED, later on.
Mm-hmm. Because, exactly. You get used to it so much that you don't know how to have a boner, basically. Your body doesn't know how to have a boner by itself.
Somewhat becomes reliant. But it's very powerful, I'll tell you. The first time I did it, actually, like, I was like starting to faint, like broke into cold sweats. And they like put me in the shower, and then I was like, all right, came out, and I was like, we're about to blow out these bottoms.
So I've never done it.
I was all by myself.
I'm about to blow out all these three bottoms.
That was only two. But I was like, I did such a good job. I was like, gave me so much energy. But it's weird to have like all these people watching you like do what you're doing.
Because you were doing studio?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, still good.
Tiny time. But yeah, and then I did OnlyFans after, which was fine. And I think I made like the most money outside of anything was actually like just private daddies. And you know, situations.
You're getting those allowances.
Yeah, I guess so. But mine were like more of like just like trading for like videos and photos and stuff like of what they're asking for, or just like having conversations. But I didn't really have any like sexual relationships.
What are your thoughts on on OnlyFans becoming so mainstream? Like, where do you think that's gonna go to?
I honestly don't know, because I think it's like really it's interesting because the porn community is so large. I think it's kind of cool to see creators like kind of get ahead to where they can own their own marketplace, but I'd like to see it almost like where they can like start to join communities. So they can like, kind of Pornhub is like a large community. So kind of like you're paying for like a community group, would be how it would continue to grow. Cause at some point I think people are going to continue to pay like $15, $10 for every favorite person. Like, you know, when you're watching porn, you want diversity, you want change, you know, like and you're bored.
But so it becomes like a studio.
Kind of. I mean, it could be a studio group or like a group, I think would make sense. This is my idea. Don't steal it. I'm just kidding. But I've seen some of them are doing that, like Helix Studios and other studios who are controlling their accounts, and you can like book right through them. But yeah, I really don't know. Where do you think it's going to go?
In my head, it's like everybody's going to start having an OnlyFans that is going to become so irrelevant to have nudes almost.
Yeah.
In my head, we're heading into a way where we're heading into a life where nudes and like sexuality is gonna start becoming a lot less because it's so overpopulated now.
Well, I don't think it will ever be like to an extent where it's like there's too much of it. Like it'll be, I think, more regulated, and there'll be like more people doing it, and it won't have as much value. But you think of like the future, like everybody's is like so sexually motivated. And I think of like, I'm gonna go on a date with you, like you have to pay for these photos, you know, like.
Well, I guess I'm trying to say is that people are going to start looking less for the sexual and more of the intellectual. Or maybe that's just me growing up.
Well, I mean, it sounds to me like if you're looking for a partner, then yeah, but that wasn't the question.
That's true.
Right. Yeah, I think, but there are, I'm hoping that like the stigma that comes around like with doing porn will become less, right?
Yeah, I mean, all these famous artists are doing it now too.
They're not really doing porn.
They're not really doing
porn. Yeah, they're just a part of the platform. But the platform is like made for like, you know, fitness instructors.
I mean, the fact that the platform wanted to take rated R content down and they didn't says a lot.
Well, I mean, I have a conspiracy theory towards that.
What's your conspiracy theory?
I mean, I really think so. People don't realize how much money it takes to operate a business. You know, I think of like, and also like the investment groups you work with. But a part of like one of the investment groups that is invested in OnlyFans has as a part of one of their initiatives is not to work with any adult performing companies, right? So when they invested in OnlyFans, it wasn't initially an adult performing company, you know. But that was to maintain that investor. They're a very large investor in OnlyFans, they obviously have to appease their investors. Business goes under.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure like what happened with that. Like if they, you know, accepted OnlyFans to move through, or if they sold their investment, because like these companies, or big investment groups are very powerful and they want what they want, you know, they need to believe in what they believe in.
They're very opinionated.
They're very opinionated and they invest in the things that they want to empower. And OnlyFans, I don't think was one of those things, but I'm not sure what happened with it. But in addition to that, like, it costs, you know, so much money, like they can't, you know, afford to lose that asset. Like someone's like, they're gonna buy out, it could bankrupt the company immediately if somebody sold their shares. And they're already operating on like such a small, you know, a small team. The owner was obviously like really making way with, you know, I think he was making like $1 million a day or something.
Damn.
So he's doing really well back in 2000. But I don't know, it's interesting, but people don't really just think of like how, you know, large corporations work and how expensive they are to operate, who's involved and what the rules are. You know, you think of like, it's what, like Disney like got rid of their CEO recently and they wanted something more aggressive to fight, you know, the state senator. Is it senator?
For Florida.
Yeah. Is he a senator? Is that his role?
I'm not sure.
He's not Congress, but whatever. But they're on a fight. That guy's like, they're starting to like impede tax on them and everything. You know, they changed like the Haunted Mansion. Now it has like grave sites.
That
makes it become a graveyard. So like now they can make, you know, Disney like tax free. You know, similar to what Donald Trump did with his primary residence. It can never be taken from you in a bankruptcy.
Kind of like a church.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit stronger than a church, actually.
Oh, a graveyard is stronger than a church?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, you can foreclose a church, you can take the church
and just put them outside your house.
You can sell a church, you can't sell a graveyard. Yeah, I mean,
that is true.
Yeah, we can't foreclose on it, but, you know.
That is true.
But yeah, that's all kinds of topics. What other gay things are happening in the gay world? How do you feel about guys that send ass pics? That's it. Just like, how do you feel about guys that send whole pics like unexpected?
I don't get those.
You don't get them?
Well, I've like removed myself so much from the hookup culture that I don't really.
Okay, how about when they did?
When they did, depending on the mood that I was on.
Yeah, they like.
If I was horny,
yeah, even
no, not a whole pic.
No, just a whole pic.
Oh, just a whole pic.
Yeah.
Why would I don't understand why people send whole pics. I understand that.
That's my question.
Okay, I guess the answer would be, they're sending a whole pic so their face is not on it. But why would you want to send a whole pic?
It's just so close up.
Exactly. It's not like. Like, the hole itself doesn't turn me on. What turns me on is you, your body.
Yeah.
I mean,
some people have nice holes and stuff, but some of them, like, they come, like, kind of open a little bit. I'm like, is that resting? I'm like, you look gaped. They're like, yeah, that's resting. But also, it's like, I don't want to see that close. Like, how'd you even get there?
Who was before that?
Yeah,
it's so...
who was in there? Yeah, yeah. Someone's worked here.
Wait, what type of videos are you talking about? Like, giving you a kiss with their whole videos?
Ew, no. No. Not because it's like they just send you like a hole, or like sometimes it will wink at you, send like a video maybe. And I'm like, that's not cool. Like, I'm going to sue you for that.
I don't understand where the like necessity comes from, honestly.
I just don't know the thought process. What is the thought process in your mind when you're like, you know what? You know, I'm going to get this guy with my blank profile. I'm going to send him a whole pic. I'm going to send him a super, super close whole pic, and that's what's going to get him. That's what's going to get his ass over here at my house and want to plow my hole.
Was it at least smooth?
It's all kinds of different things, but I just, like, it's obviously, like...
But is this on your new Instagram now?
No, not my new Instagram. It's, like, on Grindr or whatever. Like what is the logic in your mind to think that this is going to, like, get me to respond to you?
Well, I guess they're also not confident about their bodies, so they think that the hole is going to make up for it. I don't know. I mean, I cannot give you an answer because I'm not the old guy that gives.
I need to find. I need to, like. I literally need to interview someone that's done this picks. That sends whole pics, just like straight up. I'm like, what is your thought process? Because it's just like, I don't know. It's mind boggling. I just don't get it. I don't understand. Or they send you like pictures. It's usually the DL guys. They send you like pieces of them. Like, what is it? What are we playing? Yu-Gi-Oh? You want me to put you together like a fucking like god on the board? Like, okay, we got a whole person here. Do, 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 do.
Oh, like, we got the arm now.
Yeah, it's like ridiculous. Like, dude, like, what are you worried that somebody else gay is gonna find out that you're gay? Like,
are we going into hookup culture theme?
Obviously, yeah.
What do you think? What are your thoughts on hookup culture?
In what way? That's such a vague question.
Whatever comes to mind right now.
No, that doesn't, you have. If you want to be a good host, you have to ask good questions.
Do you think hookup culture is a toxic trait to have in the gay community?
Do I think that hookup culture is a toxic trait to have in the gay community?
Wait, let me rephrase
this. Yeah, please do.
Do you think hooking up is toxic?
Do I think hooking up is toxic? I love how he leans in like it's like the spelling bee. Can you
use it? I just hate saying,
can you use it in a definition? Do I think that hooking up is toxic? No, I don't think so. I think it's fine. Do I love hooking up? No. Do I have a hard time like differentiating like friendships and like hookups? Absolutely. That was really hard for me.
Do you think everybody wanted to fuck you or what?
Well, they did. Yeah, they did. Okay. And I didn't know how to like tell someone otherwise, like, hey, like I'm not interested or how to be a friend or whatever. So it took me a really long time to figure that out. Years. They'd be like, you know what, actually, I don't know what this is. Cause like I grew up in a lot of schools. You know, like weird family issues.
So you thought they were being friendly, but yet they were trying to sleep with you.
But I didn't know how you like. I didn't know how to have a friend. I've never had a long friend. You know, and I was like, "Is this what you do with your friends? You know, this is a friendly thing."
Call myself friendly. Are we talking about platonic friendships now?
I don't know because I was learning. Like it didn't feel very platonic.
You know, I was in the same boat. I didn't really know how to approach platonic relationships because my family never showed love to me or never said the word love.
Yeah.
So whenever a friend would come around and I would try to give love, then it would turn into sexual and I wouldn't know what the line is. And it's usually more about setting your own boundaries.
It really is. And I think like we were talking about earlier is you don't even know how to stop it. Like when someone gropes your touch and like they get very offended and it's personal. And they're like, oh, it's your friend, blah, blah, blah. And I had like, you know, when I first moved here, it was kind of like that. I was meeting people and they're like, I introduce you to all these people. And then you get jealous when you be friends with other people or do things with other people.
Why would people get jealous about that? I don't understand that part. It's like their own insecurities thinking they're not going to be able to have friends or what?
Sure, maybe. But I think people have hopes and like, especially like this is, we're sidebarring a lot, but like you think of like, especially when someone comes out of the gay community, that they're like brand new, right? They're like, they don't know that they're gay or they're just becoming gay and they're fucking drop dead gorgeous. I know you see them all the time. We all do, right? And they're with the ugliest person, you know, or like they're with like the most unattractive person that you would never see them with. You know who you are. You're messed up. And they're like, yeah, this is my boyfriend or whatever. And I was like, no, you've like abused yourself to like for this person that trusted you, you know, and like wanted to come out and like you make them feel like they don't understand the relationships yet. They will. I was like, enjoy it while you have it because he will leave you. You know, like.
Well, sometimes they're with the guy also because of personality.
Sure, I don't believe that, but no, not in the beginning. Like, you think of like you see these like really drop dead gorgeous guys come out, and like a lot of them are in the military, really close to a military base here, and they're out with like these guys that are like totally out of range, and I'm like, what's going on over here? And I'm like, you know, talk to them. They're like, yeah, like we just met, blah blah blah, you know, but we're dating and. Like we hang out, we click really well. I was like, well, you haven't met anyone else, you know?
Oh, they haven't explored their options before they made a choice.
No, and then that person, like, you know, the left fielder over here locks their ass down. They're like, he's mine. And I get it, you know, we're possessive, you know? But I'm just like, you know you're not going to be able to keep him, right? Like,
I mean, that is true.
Yeah, it's like a pet eagle. It's illegal, you know? Yeah, he's too pretty, baby. I hate to be the one. I'm like, you're going to hurt yourself more than you hurt him.
That is true because then, I don't want to be shady, but that is true because then they leave him for somebody else.
Yeah, way hotter, you know? And like, I'm just like, I don't want to be the person like stay within your bounds. But
have you noticed what happens after they date the really good looking guy?
What?
Then they start dating somebody with a good personality. Because they realize that the guy that's good looking sometimes don't have good personality.
You know, talking about looks here, like you're getting me going. This is good. So you're not talking about looks. You know, when you're like, imagine you're still on Grindr. We're talking about our Grindr days here because I don't have Grindr either. But when you see like there's couples on Grindr and there's always like it's like that one guy is on Grindr. It's always the ugly fucker in the relationship that's trying to get you in, right? He's like, hey, listen, like we're looking, but he's using all of his hot ass boyfriend's photos. And then you get the one that's not pretty. You're like, first of all, I'm happy for you. I'm glad you scored this hot guy. But, like, I don't know what happened and how you think you have your soul built up. What's the word for it? You have so much fucking confidence now. Do you think you need more than him? You want someone else? And I have to sleep with you first to get to him? kind of fucking game show is this?
You don't have to sleep with them. That's the boundary.
It's Grindr, babe. Shut up. Anyway, like, but no, I want to sleep with them. I want to sleep with them. We're being honest.
You're gonna
here.
Bite the bullet to sleep with the
obviously
with the hot one.
I mean, I feel like that's what they want you to
I'll
do.
I'll be guilty and I'll say that I did that this too. I've done that multiple times.
Of course we have. Of course everyone does it.
But my favorite is whenever the boyfriends look the same.
Yeah, but no, before
like
before,
2-for-1 deal.
That's nice. That's
the
nice.
The burger and the fries.
No, bitch. But before we go to that, before we get to double beef, okay? Like I'm not. No, we're this other one, and you have to, and you finally get to sleep with both of them, and you want the hottie. Like you're on him. You're like, dude.
You know, sucked like, their dick, all like.
Yeah, the Glock 3000, all of it. Yeah, for sure. I'm gonna act like usually when I like sleep with a couple, I am the experience, I am the prize, so I'd let them come to me.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Why would you go for why would you go for a third for two people and not?
Yeah, but you could tell that little fugly boy over there, like that, like not so attractive. I don't know. I don't want to get canceled for this, but you know who you are. I'm sorry. Those guys, and they like get mad because you pay their hot ass boyfriend more attention. But the thing is, like when you get to talking to their hot ass boyfriend, you get to find out that he used to be fat. Or, like, he was not pretty before, and he had a glow up or something, and it's like, oh, yeah, and, like, he's like, yeah, I started working out, and that guy didn't, and I'm like, okay, yeah.
The team.
It kills me, though. It kills me. I'm like, baby.
So they do have a good personality.
Yeah, sometimes. Or sometimes they don't. Sometimes they have no personality, the pretty one. I'm like, okay, it's because you're dumb, but.
Oh, my God.
I'm being real here, being real.
Yeah, you are being real.
Yeah. Real deal.
Where are we going to now?
Real deal on Medica Sex.
I lost track.
Yeah, you were talking about when you get the double. You got distracted, and you're like, when you sleep with a couple, and they're both.
But we
hot.
Gotta keep the conversation going.
Yeah, we gotta keep it rolling. And you're like, you want a double beef.
You know? Okay, well, I said my favorite one is when the both look the same, and you get the fries and the burger.
Well, I don't know if I'd say fries and the burger are like weighted the
two
same.
Two burgers.
Yeah, probably two burgers, two patties.
Two patties.
Put me right
two
in.
Two patties in one bun.
Right in the fucking middle, man.
That's the best.
Yeah. What's your position? Are you like? Do you like to be in the?
What's
middle
my position
of them?
When what?
With a couple.
With a couple?
Yeah, yeah.
Depends, but I guess right now just top because I don't like bottoming.
What's your favorite though? Like when you were doing it.
When I was doing it, I was bottoming for
that's what
both.
I fucking thought.
But
oh,
not anymore.
There we go. There we go.
But not anymore.
He's like, you know, you guys are both so hot, I could take both.
And your friend.
Yeah.
And your hot friend that's sitting outside.
Low-key, like, when I started to learn how to bottom, my world would turn upside down. I'm not even kidding because, like, I didn't know I could bottom for a while. Actually, I had, like, reconstruction surgery and stuff after I had, like, because I had, like, colon cancer. And they cut it all out. And I was like, girl, she had a brand new hole, brand new car down here, right? So I was like, awesome, awesome. Well, I was dating my dude for, like, and he's like, listen, if you don't learn how to bottom, like, we're breaking up. We're, like, a year in. And I was like,
all
right.
But my hole's brand new.
But my hole's brand new. And he had, like, you know, curvature or something. Like, I didn't know how to do it. So, but ultimately, like, when I did for him, and then after we broke up, and I was like, damn, game on. Some guy would be like, hey, you want to go home with me? I'm like, are you top or bottom, right? And people hate when you ask that, but you need to know. It's a good question. He's like, oh, I'm a top. I'm like, cool, yeah, I'm happy to go home with you, but, like, do you have a friend? You know, like, because I'm going to need more than you.
Oh my god!
I was like,
she was a hungry bottom.
She was a fiend, and now I don't bottom at all. Barely. It was like,
it's just
weird.
Bottoming is for the youth.
It's for the youth.
Yeah, it is because
you're only 24. You're out. You're
just, my youth started early.
She's all dried up.
My youth started early.
I really want to be like, what's your uncle's name? But like,
oh my god. We can go there, but that's not gonna get anywhere.
No, I can't go there again.
I stopped taking PrEP.
Yeah, me too.
Really? Why?
It's bad for you. It's bad for your body.
It's bad for your body, exactly. And I don't know the nice way of saying this, but we're getting so used to just taking pills every day. And we don't even know what the side effects are because they just made this. So it's not like, oh, we have proof of like, oh, you're going to be fine for 15 years.
Yeah.
And the only bad thing about this is that you have to be really careful now and not hook up a lot. Going back to hookups anymore.
Yeah.
I don't even jerk off anymore.
Well, there's your depression right there.
No, it gives you energy.
No. We'll talk about that in a second. But no, yeah. But no, I agree. Like, the PrEP, it can be hard on you. When I started taking Truvada, it actually put me in the hospital. I felt like I was running, like, marathons. So I wasn't able to take that and moved to Descovy. But now if I'm in a close relationship, like, we're really, you know, it's like one of us can take it. And I'm like, you take it. Oh my, like, you. Or, I mean, both of us don't have to take it either. But I'm like, if it's going to be one of us, it's going to be you.
Yeah, 100%. But I mean, the bottom has more risk of contracting HIV.
Yeah.
You're right.
I say that again. What?
You're right.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Perfect. I agree with you. Thank you. I am right.
This is Marika's show.
This is my show. Yeah, and I will edit it to be right again. You said you don't even jack off.
Yeah, I don't even jack off anymore.
Why?
Because you release all the life force energy out of you. When you jerk off, let me ask you this. When you jerk off, do you feel sleepy or tired after?
So it does release into your brain, yes, like some sort of toxin or whatever. But it's actually really important for your health.
Well, you can still have wet dreams and, like, come by that.
No, wet dreams are usually for younger people. Are you having wet dreams?
No.
Exactly. You're drying up.
What do you mean I'm drying up?
I thought it was just your lips, but it's your whole body.
Speak for yourself right now.
I know, I'm chapped up. I've been chapped up this whole time. You should be jacking off. It, like, helps prevent cancer. It's good for your energy. If you don't, you'll, like, stop producing testosterone.
I guess I'm running.
I wonder you're getting so sad, baby.
I guess I'm running an experiment. Well, no, I actually stopped jerking off like a month and a half ago.
Yeah, and you've been sad the whole month.
I haven't been sad the whole month.
I don't know. I've seen your text.
What text?
Exactly. Prove that's how sad he is. He can't even text me because he's so sad. He can't even get his fingers to work.
I'm not sad anymore, guys.
You're gonna lie to all these people? Yes. All those people right out that window?
Because as long as I believe it, it's real.
Oh, that's... Oh, don't follow his page. Just kidding. No, it's actually really good for your health. You should look more into it. Jack off more. You should have sex more.
Let's see if I can have some sex after this video.
With who?
With whoever watches.
Whoever hits him up. Whoever slide in if I can flip his DMs over here.
But slide into my personal account, not my new account. The new account is just all positivity.
Slide into my inspirational one because I will inspirational your ass. I will inspire your whole.
I inspire your whole day.
Your whole day with my dick.
Oh, that was OnlyFans time. I would inspire people with my dick. Back when I was posting on Twitter. Well, I still have my account, but I don't post anymore.
You remember people were like, you know what? They're like, you brought my marriage back together after watching your videos. You taught me things I didn't know I can do. You're the son I never had.
And I'm just like, where's my paycheck?
You should have been DMing them, sending the messages. What's a really big red flag in a guy that turns you on?
Being ignored, but I'm working through it. It's kind of the psychology of like, oh, you want what you can't have.
Yeah.
And the way you play it off is like, then you just don't act on it, and they're going to come back to you, because then you reverse psychology.
So you're telling me, like, when they finally hit you back up, you're like, red flag for me is to be ignored. They ignore you. They respond to you, and you're like, yes. And then you're like, I'm going to ignore them back. You won.
So you breadcrumb them.
Yeah.
You know what that means?
Well, I mean, I can't eat bread, so.
It's like whenever you...
I'm just kidding. I know what it means, yeah. Okay. You're leaving a trail, yeah.
Yeah, you're leaving a little trail, so you give them a little breadcrumb.
Yeah.
And then you wait, and you give them a little breadcrumb. And then they follow your tracks. But usually that attracts people with daddy issues.
Yeah.
So be careful.
How's that work, like, when you both had daddy issues, though?
It doesn't. I don't think it does. Unless you're both helping each other get out of your daddy issues.
Yeah, or you're like now two people looking for a third. Is that what that is? Is that why people look for a third? Because they both have daddy issues?
No, sometimes, I've solved it. In my opinion, some people look for the third because they have lost the spark in their relationship.
Yeah. I agree with that, actually, because I feel like I brought some couples closer together sometimes.
Exactly, because they lose communication.
Yeah.
So whenever you hear both sides, you're like, oh, they're both telling their own truth and they're both wrong. This is the actual truth.
Yeah.
Like, they're fighting over... what color should the wall be? And the wall doesn't need to be that. Like, let's relax, guys. Let's just live life.
Yeah. I'm not, like, third, like, trying to date anybody. I'm just, like, third, threesome, maybe. You know, I'm, like, quick and out. I'm, like,
sometimes,
I'm gonna
help. Like, you know, a gay relationship is about to end whenever they open it up.
Oh, yeah. They're, like, we're just opened up. And then, like, they're fighting about something. I'm, like, it's over. Just break up.
Yeah, I mean, they'll start fighting about the boy. because the boy gives attention to the most better looking one or the most intelligent one, and then the other one doesn't get attention, they get jealous, so then the other one starts looking for another boy. It's just a whole mess. So be careful with opening your relationship. I think the best, in my opinion, the best way of opening a relationship is out of town and bringing a person into both. Never single-handedly fuck somebody.
Yeah, for sure. It should be in a group. And also, you know, Felipe travels. He's happy to go wherever you're at. So
he could... For the minimum amount of $100,000.
Yeah, well, we can't talk about money and paying for prostitution because that's illegal.
It's not prostitution.
What is it?
It's a business.
Yeah, it's prostitution. Prostitution is a business.
Exactly.
That's not legal in Texas.
We can go to other states.
Nevada?
Why not?
Go for it. Goodbye.
We can both fly there.
There's anyway, no. I'm not going with you.
We're not going to talk about prostitution right now.
Okay, we're not? This is my show. Because this is Jimmy Fallon. Oh, have you? Okay.
Yes.
Have you done prostitution?
Should I reveal the story? Is this going to take a personal turn?
I don't know. I'm going to redo my
this
hair.
This is a story that I've never told anybody in my life.
Is my head straight?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us your secret story.
So when I was... Oh, I don't even know if I should say this.
Right? Because it's going to be published.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not. You probably shouldn't say
it. I'm going to say it, but very vaguely.
Oh. Why?
So somewhere along my life, there was a janitor that would hit on me. And myself thinking, oh, let me see if I can make some cash out of this. Mm-hmm. I, like, played along with it. And this person was like, okay, well, come to my place. I have, a house next to my house or whatever that we can, like, you know, do a massage. So I was like, fuck it. Like, money, it's money. So I drove at night without my parents knowing because I was still living at home. And... I mean, I went in there, I knew him, obviously, so it was okay conversations. And then I just, like, lay down, got naked, and then let him give me a massage and see where things go. And I just got my money and left. And it's something that kind of haunts me now.
Yeah.
Because I don't even know why it haunts me when I've done other crazier things. But it does.
Was it the first one?
It is the... I guess that was the first one. I've done other things, too.
Yeah. Maybe, like, the older person, or...
The janitor was an older person.
Yeah.
But I mean, usually, I've let people give me massages, because it's the easiest. You just kind of, like, lay there, and you're getting a massage. Fuck it. But, I mean, yeah, it's, like, the lowest form of, I mean, self-worth, I guess.
I don't know. It's kind of like body worship.
It is kind of like body worship.
It is, actually. But I feel you. I've had those situations, too, but, like, I don't really like it now, or I haven't liked it in a few years. Or a lot of years, actually. But the ones that I'm getting a lot more than anything are people that want to clean my house. And supposedly that's not normal. I get them all the time.
Why don't you just get them?
Because it's weird. I don't like when I have somebody in my house.
Yeah, because he's a stranger. You never know what they want.
And they want to do it. They're like, they don't want anything returned, supposedly. They just want to be, like, demeaned by me by having to clean my house. And I was like, you know, my maid costs, like, $300 a month. So, I mean, it's kind of like, But it's not worth my safety.
Yeah, because it could be risky.
Yeah, it's not even like it's something would happen currently while they're here. They could take something, they could come back later.
Or they could reveal information that you shouldn't.
I mean, I'm pretty open, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, can't really reveal anything about me, you know. Because I'm really good at bullying myself first.
Okay.
Yeah.
You protect yourself.
You protect yourself by bullying yourself, yeah. if you're your worst critic, nobody else can hurt you.
Is your self-confidence up?
It's so high.
Exactly.
It's the highest it can ever be.
Yeah. Where do you get your confidence from?
Well, I purchased it from Amazon.
Oh, how much is it? Well, can you send me your link, your affiliate link?
My affiliate link, yeah. My confidence, it really comes from, like, I don't know sometimes. But I think I just, if you have something.
Think back,
like,
to your childhood.
I think people mistake a lot of times my personality for confidence, and I will eat into that. But it's like the more people I interact with and the more people I engage with helps. When I'm, like, home alone too much by myself, like, that will start to piddle down. But if I'm around people I can interact and keep people entertained, like, that builds my confidence up. But still, like, I don't consider a lot of people my friends. I have a lot of peers. And I think of, like, people that know things close to me would be friends. But when I go out, I might say hi to everybody. You know, they're all saying, hey, how are you doing? What's going on? But, like, nobody really knows, like, deep stuff. Sometimes people will hit me with something that's
unexpected, and it shocks me.
Like what?
Like, most recently, somebody said something to me, I was saying hi to them, they're like, they're right, how's your dad? Mm-hmm. And nobody will ask me that, you know? Even my closest friends have not asked me about how my dad is right
lately. How is your dad?
Not relevant right now. But it's like, that's like crazy, right? And I was like, oh shit.
Well, it's unexpected.
Yeah, it was unexpected. Crazy. But I was like, someone's like really following along on you. And I was like, I thought that's someone that I want to be a better friend with.
You know? Is that how you measure your friendships?
There's a lot of ways to measure
them. By the intensity of the deepness? Yeah.
I change my friendships all the time. Like even right now, like I'm going through an edge point of like doing these videos all the time. Like they're doing things that I can't support or I can't do at the same time while doing videos. So I kind of feel like a lone ranger. I'm like going out on my own, which is helping me rebuild my confidence. You know, I was single for a while, rebuilding confidence. But yeah, I don't know. But I like wake up and I'm like, I have to do this. Obviously, like I take medications. I do preparing a law. Which helps me with like being confident around people. I take Adderall, which helps me communicate. For a lot of other people, Adderall speeds you up. For me, Adderall slows me down so that I can actually like get those thoughts out. But it's like, wake up, like we're gonna do this.
So what other ways do you, I guess you already mentioned them.
Yeah, like we're gonna make our bed, you know, we're gonna look in the mirror, we're gonna tell ourselves nice things.
Exactly, you know? So you would want a positive Instagram account to follow.
No, I'm just kidding. I actually follow a lot of like really positive Instagram accounts. One of my favorite one is Goldcast, and it's just like people like of all different calibers talking about different situations and how they've overcome something. And I think it's really interesting because everybody has hardships, you know. And I think a lot of people get in their heads on like, my hardship wasn't hard enough, or my hardships were worse than others. But you can learn similar life lessons
from those. Everybody is on their own journey, so their hardships are always going to seem the hardest thing ever because it's the hardest thing they've gone through.
Right. Everybody has their own weakest weak point, right? But at the same time, when you tell someone something or whatever, people try really hard to connect. And sometimes it's just good to listen. You know, like, hey, I had a very abusive childhood, blah, blah, blah. And people can't always connect with that because they don't have that. And they'll try. Or they're like, oh, a good example is like someone in your family closest like has died. Right, like, yeah, my mom died, and they're like, oh yeah, and they'll try to like connect to that, but you don't need to do that, you know?
Because it's like, not your moment; it's their moment.
Exactly, but that some people don't understand how to do that, and they're trying to connect with you. That's exactly what that's for, but just like let that person have their thing, you know? Like, I'm sorry for your loss. Never tell somebody you can imagine how they feel that you've like. People tell me their parents died, and I'm like, I never tell them my mom died. I'm never like, yeah, I know exactly how you're feeling, because I don't, you know? I can only imagine what you're enduring right now. I can only imagine it. Couldn't, you know? And that's what people need to hear, just be there for them. I think it's interesting. We went way off, but...
It's okay. I think these topics are not important. Like, they're deep topics.
Can you imagine, like, watching this and just, like, it's just, like, railroading all over the place? I always have to pull this... I'm going to edit this down. You're like, what are they talking about? Sex? Drugs? Oh, wait.
Emotions?
Emotions? Death? People? Politics?
Porn? Oh, porn? Okay, we did touch on a lot. Well...
Would you ever sleep with your best friend?
Depends on the situation.
So you have...
I have not.
You haven't slept with your best friend yet?
No.
Not any of them ever?
Well, what do you consider a best friend?
Do you call them your best friend ever?
Yeah, no. I've never slept with my best friend.
I call a lot of people besties.
But depends on the situation. If somebody is like, okay, I'll give you this amount of money.
Stop. We're not paying for sex. Chill. Jesus.
Okay.
Okay. We're not telling your best friends to pay for sex. That's even worse that your friends manipulate you for sex like that.
Oh, no. I meant, I get what you're saying.
Well, yeah. You could pay me, though.
Okay, it's over.